everybody. It's Jason Klom here. I want to welcome the listeners of both the Comedy on Vinyl and the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour podcast this week. This is going to be a dual episode. We actually recorded this a week and a half ago, right before we released our comedy album, Ho Christmas Tree. That came out on June 25th. And as you can tell, I'm a bit delirious in the middle of this trying to edit it. There are one or two notes I want to make. Number one, there will be a clip from the album in here, and there will also be a clip from the download-only album at the very end, because Dan parodies a satire but couldn't get the rights to the backing track. That's right, he parodies a satire. So that's in there. Also, I do in here a couple times say 1.2 centimeters is the size of Ho Christmas Tree, which, by the way, if you don't know, was released as the smallest comedy album in history on the 25th as well. You can buy it. It's a 1.7 centimeter square sleeve, which I've actually just tonight finished completing the majority of them. It's a 100-piece limited edition. They are going fast, so if you want to come get them, they're only $6 plus $3 shipping. They're very reasonably priced considering they're handmade. Yeah, check it out. So it's going to be a little weird if you're a listener to the Comedy on Vinyl podcast because, number one, there's not a lot of clips. Number two, we ramble. And number three, we drink on that podcast a lot. So there's a lot of drinking, talk about drinking, and we just, you know, we occasionally just get stupid and filthy. But hopefully you enjoy it because we are talking about a comedy album. We are talking about our own. It's our first comedy album in 13 years, our first publicly available Christmas album, period. There are guest appearances on it from James Urbaniak, from Philip Proctor, from Taylor Jessen, who you know from this podcast, a lot of other people you know from this podcast, Jeremy Guskin, Alan Rickard. The list goes on and on. It's not that much longer, but I just don't have the wind in me right now. So enjoy this episode. Sorry for the long intro. And there are a couple mistakes, but I'm super drunk in this episode. So anyway, the album's also available as a download, a free download. If you just go to danandjay.com, it's right there. Go to ho.stolendress.com. And you'll be able to download the album from box.com for free. The purchase link is at ho.stolendress.com. So everything's up there. So just go to ho.stolendress.com or go to danandjay.com. All the information's up there. And thanks so much for listening. And preemptively, have a good thing.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the stupidest duo of all? Dan and Jay have a podcast. It's really, really fucking dumb. But you listen anyway. So here is some.
It's only a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. While you're doing that, I thought it would be funny to bob up and down to it and go and enjoy it, which I did enjoy it. I don't want to judge. Mm-hmm. You can see me reaching down to my carpet. Temporary bachelorhood does not suit me because I just spilled a bunch of beer on my nice carpet.
God damn it, Jason.
I was bobbing with a glass of beer in my hand because I am special.
Isn't that what like a college girl does after like three drinks in?
Yeah. Yep. Basically,
she's like, "Ooh, this is my song! It's my song!"
That's basically what happens. Yeah, like those chicks that I saw at a club in 2004 who thought said "Hey Ya" was their song, and that song had been out for like a bunch of years. It's like, really?
They wrote this song for me.
Yeah, yep. Outkast wrote that for you. Andre 3000's got your number.
That and Tiny Dancer. Dancer, it's just It's my song. It's about me.
I know it was written like 8 years before I was born, but it was totally written for / about me.
Exactly.
So this is another We still got two episodes that are sitting in the can, as it were. And I don't want to disappoint everybody. I know that, like, anybody who listens to podcasts knows that right now we should be doing our Thanksgiving theme show because every podcast has a Thanksgiving. Oh, wait, that doesn't happen. But.
No.
So, what are we talking about? Dan, he said, judgmentally.
Judgmentally?
Dan.
Are we going to talk about maybe some Christmas stuff?
Yes. 3 days from now. Three days from now, our album comes out. Our second album ever. And our first publicly available Christmas album ever. And there's no way that I could possibly still be editing it right now, right?
No way.
Yeah.
Dude, those are done into press, like, months prior.
Oh, yeah, months. So nobody would be disappointed. It's you'll be very excited that I did it. You'll be able to hear the quality. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. So
I've been up since 2 in the morning. Well, sort of up since 2. I had to get up at 2:30 and left, came back, went to sleep for like maybe 2 more hours, and then I've been up since then, and then I'm not functioning right. I had a lucid dream wherein one of the characters in my dream asked me how realistic the dream felt because, by the way, lucid dreams are mind control devices. I was so freaked out when I woke up. I had such a panic attack. Like, I was like, oh, no, don't. I know I'm just talking myself into this, but I don't need this dream at all right now. That was the absolute worst. So that happened. I did come up with a really good comedy album title, like, in my dream, so that was fun.
That's always good.
Yeah, and... I'm kind of glad that woke me up, that scary, because maybe that was my brain being like, no, you know you have to edit today. You know this weekend is editing all week. And
all week long.
So,
editing week 108.6, editing radio.
That's a good sound. Yeah, that's good. That's a razor blade on magnetic tape, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. By the way, all the sound effects on the album are provided by Dan, because he is our resident.
One 108.6 editing radio.
That was nice. That was really good. So the name of the album, should probably mention that, is Ho Christmas Tree. Ho, Christmas tree, exclamation point.
You see, it's a play on the ancient Greek klophasmi, which meant to sew together to create pantaloons.
It's because, number one, that was the most Greek-sounding thing you could have possibly said.
Maybe they acquired it from the Latin, I mean, we did it.
Right.
I'm sure they did it.
Sure. They adapted
it. We can only trace it back to the Greek.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So now that people understand the origins of the title, really, my brain's I think you're gonna have to carry this entire thing, as per usual. I can tell you this. My beer sponsor is Shock Top. What's it called? Chocolate Wheat. It is chocolate. It is delicious. I just finished the pretzel beer. Did you have the pretzel beer?
I did not.
Not in the 12-pack you got?
I got a 12-pack of Blue Moon.
Oh, you got Blue Moon. Okay. I got a 12-pack of Shock Top, which has the chocolate wheat, the white, the honey bourbon cask wheat, which I'd forgotten how good that is, and this, which is twisted pretzel wheat, and it tastes like a pretzel, and it is fucking good.
Did not know they made that. I'm having, from my Uber collection, the Farmhouse Red.
Oh, that's good.
It's a Saison Flanders style ale. I've never had it before. It is pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. Is it Blue Moon I'm thinking? There's one beer out there that I like that is similar to that flavor. I like that because it's sweet but not disgusting. There's one beer out there that I really like, has a purplish or periwinkle label. It fucking tastes like Fruit Loops, and or Fruity Pebbles, and I love it, and I shouldn't, but it's really good. It doesn't taste, again, like sweet. It's like if somebody could make subtle Fruity Pebbles.
Subtle? Yeah. That's like, that can't be a thing. That literally cannot be a thing.
I know, but that's what it tastes like.
Light bouquet of fake fruit.
Which, by the way, pretty convinced every flavor in there is lime. I'm pretty sure they're all lime, but just colored different colors. I'm pretty sure that, you know what? No one will notice. Psychologically, no one's going to tell. Lime. Lime tastes like all flavors, just without the sting. It's good.
Did you, completely derailing the entire conversation from anything
from Fruity Pebbles?
And Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
In general.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen The Last Unicorn?
Years ago when I was little, I remember really liking it.
Peter S. Beagle, who wrote the book, was here. And Ari volunteered for them.
Oh, she loves that fucking movie.
Yeah, she loves that fucking movie. And so she got all the volunteers got to have got to meet Peter S. Beagle separate from all the audience members and get stuff signed. So she bought two prints, which you can see up on the wall there, behind the spider plant. That are signed by him.
That's awesome.
And then she dressed up like the hipster butterfly in it. The beatnik butterfly, I should say. And apparently, when the... What would he be? Like, Peter Spiegel's handler, I don't know, producer or something, saw her. He's like, are you dressed up? Are you cosplaying? She's like, yeah. And so he's like, there's a prize for that. And so she got a four frames from a film print.
That's awesome.
It's of the, you know, they picked it out and gave her one of the beatnik butterfly.
That's awesome.
So now I have to, like, make a light box for it or whatever, but it's pretty freaking cool.
That's fucking cool.
It was, like, I think $40 if you wanted to buy one of those.
So was he a cool guy?
Yeah, she said he was really cool, that's really awesome. Down to earth, that's really nice. Friendly.
That's cool. It's like, it's kind of a leap, actually, to jump. Not just like, everybody's like, you know, but you don't want to meet your heroes. Well, it's one thing to meet them, and it's another thing entirely to volunteer to work with them and help them out. Like, that was, you would see their worst possible side, but she ended up seeing. Yeah. That's nice. That's good. That's awesome. I apologize. I'm eating veggie jerky right now.
You are a veggie jerky. I'm making shepherd's pie.
Oh.
It's in the oven.
I love shepherd's pie. Yum, yum. So, yeah, it's a comedy album, Dan.
Yes.
If I had the time, I would cut in clips from our old comedy albums, but I could also just tell you people, go back and listen to, there's an episode of comedy on, I can't tell you which one, there's an episode of comedy on vinyl where I put a bunch of our Christmas stuff at the end. Oh, you know what? It was the Ruddles episode. Go back and listen to the comedy on vinyl episode where we talk about the Ruddles, because I put Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour History.
Remember which episode number that is?
No. You're going to look it up, aren't you? Because you're the best.
I'm going to look it up.
I should also, by the way, boy, I did not welcome the good people of Comedy on Vinyl to this, because this is your week's episode this week as well, because I just don't have time. I literally do not have time to edit another episode, and Thanksgiving is happening. But welcome aboard, everybody. this is how the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour podcast goes. It's a little strange, but you're familiar with Dan if you listen to some of our early episodes.
Could it be episode 15 with Eric Idle and Neil Innes?
Innes, but,
No, that's no. Just... I mean, Ruddles is included, it looks like, but...
What? Wait, I didn't do another one about... Is that just a tag? Maybe you just found a tag. I don't think there's one that's titled...
Episode 15, Eric Idle and Neil Innes, The Ruddles. Okay.
15? So there you go. Yeah. Go back, listen to episode 15. It's, I think it's just us. You, me, Dan... You, me, and Ari, I think.
There you go. This is all kind of coming together.
There you go. Thank you. So, yeah, so I put some clips from one of our comedy albums, our Christmas album. Actually, if you go to danandjay.com, which we finally have a domain name, go to danandjay.com and click on the comedy archive, which is a little flimsy. Now I say that. There's information about it, but the actual tracks aren't up there anymore. Because I was waiting to put them on YouTube or something. Well, so I'm just leading people down all these shitty wrong paths that won't help them get anywhere. It doesn't matter. We did a bunch of amateur comedy albums that were Christmas albums in the early 2000s for family and friends. And this one is coming out, and the public gets to listen to it. So
yay. The pressure, this one's intended for you.
Yeah, and the pressure was put on to actually make it sound good. no, I think I did a pretty good job on the other ones, but still, there's a little bit more pressure. James Urbaniak is on this record. I won't say who he plays. Philip Proctor of the Fireside Theater is on this podcast, on this fucking shit, on this record. I'm dead. I'm so dead. The beer has nothing to do with it either. The beer is helping me right now. He's in it. Like, I'm so honored that he's involved. Like, it's so amazing that he's in it. We recorded a lot of this album the same way we recorded the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour podcast, which is back and forth between Boise and Los Angeles, and yep. then just cut it up, and then... and then, let's see.
You put it in a pot of water with beef bone and baby, you got a stew going.
100%. That's exactly right. A bunch of people who have been on Comedy on Vinyl and who were on Comedy on Vinyl because they were in a drinking game with me. And actually, I think most of them were interviewed on at least one or two episodes of Comedy on Vinyl. But Alan Rickard, Jeremy Guskin. Everybody knows Jeremy Guskin. If you listen to Comedy on Vinyl, he's been on a ton of episodes. Brett Schlenk. Let's see, Natalie Lynch, let's see, Adam Grimes, Joe Nicky. I'm trying to name everybody, and it's absolutely impossible, and I know I'm forgetting people. Your beautiful wife, Ari Jarvis, not only yes. does some voices, but she does a little musical thing, which we will not
detail.
She
does a musical number.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's so good. but yeah, so anyway, the format of these sketches is there's interstitials where... We either, usually it was just me talking to the audience and being smarmy. I think I've cut out most of the smarm because I get to cut in you, so I'm less, it's just banter back and forth. And then, pardon me, Christmas wishes. And there are Christmas wishes on this album and some interesting choices for Christmas wishes because in this case, Ren is not going to be in the public one. But... let's just say there's the public butt, but there's a placeholder. We'll just say that. Taylor Jessen, who is a Fire Signs archivist and who's also on, who came on Comedy on Vinyl and who also left us a message on the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour hotline, which is...
He's our only caller.
208 something something. Da, 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 da.
That's very helpful. I'm sure a lot of people are going to call it.
DJCH. It's on the main page. Go there, Dan. You got your internets pulled up. DanandJay.com, motherfucker. Also, you can go to ho.stolendress.com for just to go right to the page. And yeah, the album comes out on November 25th.
It's going Holy to be shit, we have a webpage. You just right? go to DanandJay.com. Why didn't you tell me about this? This is the first time hearing about this. The number is 208.
Mm-hmm.
557-3524
or
208-557-DJCH. Or you may email us at DJCH@stolendress.com.
Or now you can email us at J@danaj.com if you want to tell me how stupid Dan is, or Dan@danaj.com if you want to tell him how stupid I am. Or you can email us both and tell us how stupid I am. That's fine.
Or you could just email me and tell me how stupid I am.
Oh, okay.
I've got a thick skin.
That's fine. That's true. Dan is the one who can handle
every
it.
Every Chinook video on YouTube has some seriously retarded shit on it.
It's very true. It really does. Like, I try, honestly, like, when I got shitty comments on that, I would sometimes just kill them. I'd be like, fuck this, block this. But one or two were like, oh, that's kind of funny. He looks like the nerd from Parker Lewis Can't Lose. And I'm like, that's so obscure. Like, I can't be offended by that. Like, maybe you're right. That could very well be true. He looks like he's going to blow the vacuum cleaner, lol. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that's kind of true. I'll leave that up. There's no first comment
that
on there.
That was supposed to be my hookah.
Right. Yeah,
you were hookahing. So it does look like I'm going to blow it. Uh-huh. I mean, I accept.
Uh-huh.
I accept blowing a vacuum.
I accept your challenge, and I raise you my penis. God damn it. You know, here's the thing, is the bar has not dropped on the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour podcast. Actually, after last week's episode, I don't think it's dropped on Comedy on Vinyl either. And if you go, so, we open it with some of the most offensive language in that podcast's history. It's a good episode, but oh boy. I opened it with Hey Motherfuckers, and it just got just progressively worse from there. I want to play a clip from the album, so I just going to have to remember myself, which is a phrase, to cut in a clip from the new album in here somewhere.
Merry Christmas from the people at Synthetic Cheese. And now Wedgie the Cheese Wedge will lead us in a prayer. Archie's log, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy rind, thy kingdom come, thy come with nuts, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily spread.
Merry Christmas, Wedgie.
I'm praying, be quiet.
But Wedgie, your candle's melted away.
What? How long have I been here? Here, kid, take a bite.
But won't that hurt, Wedgie?
Just do it. Chomp into what appears to be my skull.
Ow! What was that?
I didn't say chew. Spit it out.
Ugh.
Here we go. Just mold it. And light it.
Wow! So pretty.
Light up your Christmas this year with synthetic cheese holiday candles, scented with your favorite synthetic cheese flavors.
Spread scented, dairy scented, powdered scented, canned scent, boxed scent.
Not only scented, but also edible.
Merry Christmas from synthetic cheese.
Shh, I'm praying.
Okay, but I'm basically God.
Not praying to you.
Fair enough.
But Merry Christmas anyway.
Thanks.
Shh.
But yeah.
Should you also include maybe my "is not legal to put on an actual album" song?
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that. We could put that at the end. Because then we could put it... Do you want me to put a clip or the entirety? This thing
put in the
thing?
Entirety
okay,
of it.
Okay, put the whole thing.
For those who don't really wish to visit the website outside of podcast hours.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So, yeah. Oh, no. And the album...
I spent the last 3-4 days recording and editing a parody of a satire.
I like that you embrace how insane that is.
Because, it is insane.
I mean, but it's a good idea. And I've enjoyed it. Like, the first time you sent it to me, I was like, whoa, Dan put a lot of fucking work into this. Like, because this is a new version of an old song that you sent me a couple years ago for the...
Yes.
That was actually... Oh, we actually did do a newer family album. Was that 2012? Is that what you said? Is that
yeah.
Okay, 2012. We did a compilation, like a greatest hits, I think. And then that's when we put yours on there, right? Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's really exciting for people. So the album... Again, Tuesday, November 25th, comes out as a free download on DanaJ.com. Will also be available immediately if you want to. If you put in an order that day, you can buy it by PayPal for the smallest comedy album in history. It is 1.2 centimeters by 1.2 centimeters. Those are being hand manufactured by us. If there's a giant order influx of them, they will be immediately back ordered. Because I've only got so many micro SD cards sitting around that will
and
work.
We also only have so many small children at our compound in Texas.
That's exactly right. You know, the thing about Austin is, like, as crazy as they are about, like, not, like, wanting immigrants to come in, they are perfectly fine with child labor. I don't know what that's
going on. As long as they're non-immigrant child labor.
Oh, that's what it is.
We buy local.
That's exactly right. We buy local children. And we use their labor. So that's coming out. And then the CD is going to come out after that, obviously before Christmas, but just not before Thanksgiving. So the CD will come out after that, kind of dependent on the timeline of the company that we're using, which I think we're going to use CreateSpace. So that should be fairly quick. I think that takes like, it's like a week turnaround. So either way, the first physical album will be the smallest comedy album in the world. So just keep that in mind, people. You're buying a world record if you want to buy it. It's not going to be expensive at all.
Has the Guinness Book of Beer Records called you?
The Guinness Book of Beer Records has not gotten back to me, but it takes 6 to 12 weeks for them to give you a response, so we won't find out till well after the holiday season. However, it'll be a welcome addition to the new year when they confirm, as they will, our
as
world
they
record.
Will.
Then that means we'll be a world record setting sketch comedy group who has never performed live. We're like XTC. Here's an obscure reference. We're like XTC. We only do our stuff on tape, man. We only record only in the studio. We're a studio band, man. We're just we're not just some anonymous studio band, though. We have a name.
Right, exactly. We're not like...
And we have performed live, just separately.
Exactly. And not our sketches for the most part.
I mean, none of my own stuff. All just other people's movies that are really popular.
I was in a sketch show once.
Yeah.
I played a hyperactive Walmart employee.
Mm-hmm. So Dan has cred. Dan's got cred. If you want to talk about live performance sketch cred, go to Dan and his one show that he did.
My one show. Maybe I have a clip of it somewhere. Maybe I'll send it to Jay and he can put it in this podcast.
It might be on YouTube. I think if you go to YouTube. Just go to YouTube. I'm not going to tell you what to look up. Just look up. I'm not. What is Dan here? What? What's going on? Dan
here. It's raining.
What?
It's raining loud.
It's raining?
Yeah.
Is that, wait, is it still snowy outside? Oh, it's gotta be, because you got 7 inches the other day, right?
The snow's almost all gone. It's been raining all day Friday.
Oh.
Now it's starting to rain again today.
Oh, so it's not freezing, so you'll be okay, I guess.
I hope not. It's
unless
to be
it freezes tomorrow.
Rain yesterday.
So it might freeze tomorrow.
Like, it might.
You might wake up to sheets of ice everywhere.
That's true. It was 43 degrees today, so it wasn't so bad.
I could go skating right now if I want. Because here in Burbank, there's a little rink if I wanted to go skating. I don't want to. Tried it last year to make my wife happy. Guess what happened? Made me very unhappy. I kept falling. I fall like a fucking child every time.
Ari, when she was younger, sliced her hand open.
Boo!
She slipped on the ice and cut her hand with her skate. And they had to.
My God.
She could see the bone, she said.
Oh.
So she had to.
You know, here we need to do a special episode where we just talk about our injuries, because I noticed that is how I connected to Jen's brother the easiest. Like, on a car trip to, like, northern Michigan, it was, like, 2 hours long. Most of it was spent me and Chris just exchanging injuries we'd had, and that were mostly our fault as children. There's so many.
I have some, but...
And one or two of them are at least loosely related to being my fault.
Yeah, and I've got some that are just really ones that I got here.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two scars that I got on the same day.
Hmm. Hmm. That's no good. In separate spots in your body?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
in completely different situations.
Jesus Christmas. So what else, Dan? What else should we... I mean, it's just album. Album. We have a comedy album coming out. We're excited about it.
We are.
And I know those who listen to the Comedy on Vinyl podcast... You might be saying, Jason, why don't you have... Wait, you don't talk like that. Jason, why don't you have a vinyl album coming out? The answer is, that's really expensive. And these other options don't cost me anything up front right now.
So if I'm not going to say you out there in TV land should be offering up services.
Right.
But if you have services,
mm-hmm.
you should offer them up.
That's exactly right. If you own a company that makes vinyl records and you want to be nice,
for Christmas.
For once. God, you're so selfish. Then
yeah.
Why don't you call us up at
208-557-DJCH. Yeah.
Leave us a voicemail saying, I will do such and such for you. Preferably pressing vinyl records for us, because we do want that.
We do.
I mean, I have excised an entire, honestly, there's some sketches that we cut of Moonshadow and Black Lightning, which are superhero ninja characters.
Yeah.
For those not in the know and those who haven't listened to the Dan Drew's Comedy Hour podcast before, I had to excise 15 to 20 minutes of sketch because they were really long sketches and I didn't have time to cut them together. And frankly, it was better only having one 3-part sketch on the album. So I was just like, all right, I'll just... And that's
basically, let's just have the one through line. We don't need...
Yeah. No, we don't need three. It's too many to keep track of.
Yeah.
But Synthetic Cheese is on this. Makes an appearance. Synthetic Cheese, again, we're going to have to explain everything. Synthetic Cheese is our one fake advertiser that runs throughout everything, as is Toloflex. Which is you exercise your toes with it. It's a rubber band.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another thing that I want to do is if you order, I'm going to say the first 20 orders of the smallest comedy album in the world will get a free Toloflex band.
Nice.
Which is, if you recall, Dan, $19.95 a month for like 24 months, according to our advertisements.
So, and, I mean, yeah, that's a really good deal, then,
yeah.
What you're getting there.
May or may not look just like a regular rubber band, and not even a big one, just a rubber band, but you'll get one of those in the...
And your feet will never look better.
I gotta fill out that padded envelope, because is that how I'm gonna have to send them? I'm thinking about that now. Am I gonna have to send 1.2 centimeters by 1.2 centimeters in a padded envelope all by itself? Instead of do not bend, it will say cannot bend. Impossible to bend. Good luck trying. Please try to bend. Let's see. Please call me if you successfully bent this. I mean, you can bend the envelope, but bend the contents, I don't think
It'll be a challenge.
It will be a challenge. Maybe not a worthy challenge, and maybe people will request refunds if I put that on the envelope.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of setting you up for some liability.
It's possibly true. Let's see. So that's the whole point. I don't know if I mentioned this, but oh yeah, I did mention the whole reason they're that small is they're on micro SD cards. It's going to have the album in various bit rates, like unnecessary bit rates, I think, as well. And also as many extras as I can pack on there.
Yeah. You should put on it.
Mm-hmm. There are fucking dogs barking left and right out here.
You should put on it, it says, designed for Microsoft Surface Tablet, because it has a micro SD card slot in the back.
Really? Yeah. That's funny.
It's designed... like those monitors that say they're compatible with Windows Vista. No fucking shit, you're a monitor.
That's a thing? I haven't seen that. Huh. Oh no, that's upsetting. That's really funny. Yeah, I'm trying to...
That was a huge thing, because people were like... Because Vista was such a change, people were afraid stuff wouldn't work with it.
Uh-huh.
So they would put on the boxes, like, compatible with Windows, Microsoft, Vista.
That's really funny.
I'm like, no fucking shit.
That's
like saying, car, now compatible with foot.
Oh my god, I've never had a car that works with a foot before. These other ones... That's fucking ridiculous. Let's see. So yeah... You buy a world record. Come to our... It's going to be cheap. It's going to be... I don't have the price point yet. It's going to be reasonable. It's going to be very... Yes?
Can we start a record-pressing company and call it World Records?
We should. I was thinking of something similar to that. Yeah, why not? Okay. But they only release on record-setting records. So it has only record made of spaghetti. You know, it's got to be things like that.
Exactly.
Ooh, ramen noodle sleeve. Like there's a record inside of a ramen noodle that we just carved out. Let's see. What else? Only record, like... fuck.
Only,
I'm having an aneurysm.
Only record made of Jell-O.
There you go. That would be...
Did you know that there was... What was it? There was a record...
Mm-hmm. Their record's made of chocolate.
Ice once, I think?
What? Guess that makes sense. There's this guy who makes them out of chocolate. Did we talk about those before? I think I've talked about them on the other podcast, or at least I talked to Dan Pasternak about them. There's this guy...
I thought I read about that.
In, I want to say, Germany, who makes chocolate records. He had to perfect his recipe so that it's hard enough that it will play about 5 times before it's no longer playable and possibly ruins your needle. But then they're still edible, supposedly, if you want... like dusty chocolate, like there's gonna be dust and gross from your needle.
Well, then you use that little brush that comes with.
That is true. I do have one of those nice little brushes. That's true.
Duh.
I do want to hear them. I wonder if anybody's. I mean, I would hope there's a recording. I want to hear what they sound like. The chocolate can't taste good. There's no way that chocolate tastes good. It's like the equivalent of like baseball card gum, but chocolate. Right.
Vinyl chocolate.
Did I ever give you, just speaking of chocolate, did I ever give you a Kinder Surprise egg?
No.
God damn it. Fucker. What am I thinking? Like, I don't know if they're good. They're definitely good to me because I grew up with them in Germany. However, like, they might not be that great. That's not true, though. My buddy Ryan, his lady friend, she's German, and she likes Kinder Surprise eggs. And
their soup's popular.
Huh?
They're super popular.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And they're delicious.
They're allowing them into America again.
They are?
Special modifications. Yeah.
That's
basically
good.
Instead of just being a shell of chocolate, that's like
there's
two shells
seam.
Of chocolate with plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can't accidentally eat the toy.
Which only happens, by the way, if you're very special.
Yeah.
That could only because you know what?
I guarantee you the reason why that was done
was
because someone did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. But, yeah, Ryan's girlfriend was telling me down the street from her in Hollywood, they sell them at her gas. They used to sell them across the street at this Armenian
This is
Armenian
not regular
shop.
Blue Moon.
What are you drinking?
That caught me off guard.
What are you drinking?
Apparently it is cinnamon horchata ale.
What? What? Is it good? Because I like horchata, but...
I don't know. I have to drink it again now that I know what I'm drinking. It's very...
You know
it's got like kind of same blue as like the regular Blue Moon.
Oh,
bottle.
It does, yeah.
I'm just like, do regular. I grab this because I'm like, this is a regular Blue Moon. So yeah. If I don't like the red one, I can drink this and I'll be okay. I was not expecting this.
I would be, that actually is
It's like drinking a cinnamon roll.
It sounds really good. Is that as
it's
good as it sounds? It's
actually pretty good.
Okay.
I could actually see drinking this really fast because it doesn't taste like beer. It just tastes like a cinnamon roll.
Is it really sweet though, or is it just subtly sweet?
It's subtly sweet.
This is not a beer podcast, by the way. I want to just let everybody in Comedy on Vinyl know. You and I should have a beer podcast, but it would just devolve into the Dan and Jay's Comedy. There's no point in having a separate podcast for that.
We're free thought. Mm-hmm. We have a beer sponsor, and just sometimes things like this catch me off guard.
Yeah, and that's
good. I was not ready for
this. To me, that's reassuring, because I'm always sure I'm going to fail a blind taste test, because, you know what happens in America? Every once in a while, you're cornered, and you have to take a blind taste test, or you could lose your citizenship. So
exactly.
I'm always afraid I'm going to fail. I am. I do have this weird fear that I will fail a blind taste test. I'm like, wait, no, maybe it's all a lie. Maybe I do just fall for the look of something. But clearly some of these
Jesus
things.
Jesus Christ, I do like Pepsi. God damn it.
Right?
Damn it.
Oh, my God. But yeah, I'm going to try that drink. I'm going to try that drink, and I'm going to tell Jen about that drink because she really likes horchata. But now you just made me think about Pepsi and milk, which is something that you made me try because that's something
milk, we called it in my house.
I know you did. Okay, I didn't imagine it. I sort of thought I imagined that. I'm like, did Dan say that? Is that real? Yeah, he did say that. Yeah, okay.
Soda milk.
But
milk.
That's where it comes from. Holy shit.
I do believe you're kind of retarded, boy.
Oh, my God. Oh my God!
You think we just like, it's milk.
What the fuck was I thinking?
I don't know, Jason. I don't know. I can't answer those questions sometimes.
I apologize heavily to the listeners of Comedy on Vinyl. I don't get drunk on that show. I don't get this dumb. I get dumb. Like, that happens, but not this dumb. Woof. Oh, that's fantastic. Smilk. I liked it. I don't know. You made me try it. I was like, I kind of like this. I didn't want to like it at all, but I kind of liked
it. I tried it with Coke before. It was gross.
Really? Why is it?
I think it's just the Pepsi's subtler, less bitey, which works well with the milk.
When's the last time you tried it, though? Do you think you'd still like it?
Oh, yeah. I every so often, I just buy a 20-ounce Coke just to make it.
Oh my God, next time you do that, you need to videotape it. You need to put that on YouTube. Just because, that would be great. But put it on the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour page, because that would be fantastic. And I'll do it, too. And I'll try and make sure it's not some crazy horchata-flavored Pepsi, so I'm not shocked.
Yeah, I don't want to get scrapped out of that.
Boy, that's subtly sweet. Horchata
it,
beer.
It describes it as ale with a subtly sweet yet spiced taste.
That's just very strange to me. It's like a mulled beer, but like you say, I can see, like, if it's cinnamon, it must taste like a cinnamon bun. All right.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have it across the street. Probably not. But it does sound delicious. Still, oh, I'm now drinking the Honey Bourbon Cask Wheat from Shock Top, which those who listen to this podcast, the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour podcast, regularly will know. Dan's been drinking a lot of the last few episodes. They won't have heard those episodes because they're still banked, but you know what I'm saying.
it's a grown-up beer.
It is a grown-up beer. Yeah. So let's, okay, you know what, let's, I will add just a minorly educational moment for those who listen to Comedy on Vinyl and are like, what? Dan's holding up a finger.
Dan and Jay's Educational Corner, learning you things you gots to know.
I like that. That was very good. For a second, I thought of Picture Pages, and then I thought of Bill Cosby, and I got sad.
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm just gonna stick my foot and pop inside of you, okay?
God damn it, Dan. Okay, you don't need to be the audio meme for everything that comes up, you son of a bitch. Oh, boy. Yeah. So, all right, so here's the educational corner. Only because the Comedy on Vinyl listeners, I don't think, expect freeform in the same way. They expect freeform from our famous guests, not from just two buttholes. So, I'm assuming you're a butthole.
I am.
Okay, so Let's just talk about our influences in terms of comedy albums and about, just briefly, anyway, about the editing. I know I do all the editing, but the thing is, you've always Bill done Cosby. The... Did you just say Bill Cosby?
Yes, he is an influence on me.
He's not an influence. This is a big editing, big sound editing guy, Bill Cosby. Because when you did the... Noah! I don't remember. Does he do that in the Noah sketch?
Yeah.
He makes a nose like that.
Right!
Right.
What's the cubit?
You know, we picked a really good time to celebrate the comedy of Bill Cosby. I'm glad. but I'm thinking, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I think the two biggest influences on us in terms of audio comedy are Cheech and Chong and Monty Python. Uh-huh. Right?
Yes. As far as, especially like Foley and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way... I always call it Foley. I don't know if that's appropriate for something that has no video to add sound to. Sound effects is what I should call it, I guess, but I like to call it Foley because it sounds better and it makes me think of Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah. We do all of our
him
own...
Him and Bill Cosby used to rape children together.
That's very true. Poor Dave Foley, that is not true. That did not happen.
That is untrue.
Where did the children part come from? He rapes grown women, Dan.
I know. Like freaking... Was their name... Janice Dickinson has come out and said that he
what?
Did.
What? What? That I didn't hear. Oh, boy. By the way, I just should, I guess, let all the Comedy on Vinyl folks know. Bill Cosby for a while was a maybe. I'm guessing right now. That's a strong no, but it's okay. But yeah, I don't know. We do all of our own sound effects. That's one thing. Like, I will say, while in the first album that we released, because we just... I didn't know, but well, I knew better, but I didn't care. I would put clips of albums in there, like, not much. There were just a couple songs that I had to source because neither of us are necessarily musicians and neither of us had instruments or musician friends. So there are a couple things on our first album, Shoestrings, that are sourced. But all the sound effects are us, 100%. We never download 100%. Other people's sound effects for this album. Even I spoke to Jen earlier. She's like, well, I think you could probably get, like, a royalty free. I said, I could, but I'm not. I won't do it. Like, I'm looking in some of our own sound catalog for it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm using some stuff, some sound effects that we recorded for Shoestrings and for some other stuff. I've got some sound effects.
Oh, do you still have those sound effects?
Oh, yeah.
I lost those.
Oh, I believe me, that I'm so lucky. And let's take an aside about losing data in a minute. yeah, like I pulled some sounds from Looking Forward cause I needed the sound of a jet. So I had some footage when you were in that footage actually. So, there's some jet footage from the Burbank Airport. So I use that. So we make all of our own sound effects. And we mix them. We used to use Goldwave, which is very hard to do because it's
still
two channels.
Goldwave. In fact,
only.
I'm putting Goldwave right now.
Goldwave is great. Goldwave's the best.
For editing, definitely like
something that's multi-track is better for sure, but
and I have to say Premiere was pretty goddamn awesome,
right?
Editing,
I don't know if I've talked about that on either podcast, but I use Premiere to edit all the podcasts just because it layers so quickly. I'm never happy with the conformed audio files because they're gigantic, but they're easy enough to delete once you're done editing. Right now I think this is a 50 gig folder for this one album because of how it conforms to audio, because there's like 150 sound files that I'm using. But, you know, we make all our own sound effects. This time around, the only music in it is either original stuff by us, including Ari and myself, or a couple royalty-free, like 100% royalty-free music things, because I'm not going to use anything illegally, but I also can't put together, like, a ton of music. But there's music from us. There's music from my buddy Joe Nicky from not only A Drinking Game, but who is famous for meeting Bill Murray now with his with his ice cream truck. Adam Grimes, who plays with the band called, that I can't remember right now because I'm too drunk, but he's a very funny guy and does a really great Wesley in Princess Bride. Jeremy Guskin plays a little ukulele tune on it.
Nice.
Ari plays the violin. I play guitar on this. And then Mike Warden plays a bunch of piano on it. And I'm really hoping last minute he gets me this track that he improvised while we were recording at my place because he said he's going to put together a full version of it. I really hope he does because we might even end the album on it because it's that strong. It's really funny.
Yeah, and the only one that we couldn't put on the album because we didn't have rights to is the one that we're going to put in this podcast this person made a karaoke version of the song,
mm-hmm.
And I actually sent him a message asking him for permission.
Sure.
So if perhaps by the time you actually put it all together, I get permission, you might be able to.
That'd be good.
Otherwise, you know, it's attribution. So it's a user on YouTube called The Nighttime Project, as in like K-N-I-G-H-T. Kinky. Who does, to give you a hint, he's been doing karaoke remixes of Lonely Island songs.
Yes, that is true. That's funny that anybody does that.
He hasn't updated in like a year.
That's a lot of work. Oh, so well, that's why he's not going to get back. Why he hasn't gotten back to you.
Chances are I'm probably not going to get an answer, but I'm doing my due diligence.
No, of course. And it will be available as a download. I mean, we are going to put it as a download. It will be available as a download
because we are going to do attribution, which is fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
and we are making money on it.
Exactly, and that's the only thing. And there's one other actor that I want to thank without mentioning his name because due to some contractual issue, he's like, I can't put my real name on it. What's really funny is I want to ask him.
Do you give him a pseudonym?
That's just it. I want to know if he wants to change his pseudonym because his pseudonym, he's like, just call me Kill Bosby. So I called him Keel Bosby on it, and I'm just like, because he really likes Bill Cosby, but I'm like. Bad timing, bro.
It's kind of a...
It's on the cover right now, though. So, it may stay there. And there might be people thinking, like, whoa, did Bill Cosby secretly do a track on there? Yeah, and he came up with a really shitty pseudonym.
Keel Bosby sounds like you want to kill Bill Cosby.
It kind of does.
So it's like...
Keel to Bosby. Here's the thing. It's his choice.
Hold on. Let me settle in. I'm listening.
It's his choice. So.
Bill Cosby's?
Yes, it's Bill Cosby's choice.
It was. He made the wrong one.
He made several wrong ones. but, yeah. So that's on there. That's on the cover. I'm sure there are a couple uncredited by request appearances only because they're like, I don't know.
But there's how they talk to you? Like,
yeah. I couldn't understand them. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to not credit
Charlie Brown?
I'm not crediting you because you talk like that. That's exactly right. I couldn't understand them, so I'm like, you don't get a credit. Like, I can't even use your audio, but thanks for helping. Like, yeah. That's what you sound like. But, yeah. So there's a total... there's circa 20 tracks. Circa the right word?
Although that's usually a reference to time?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
There's time involved.
I get you.
It's not like there's time involved in everything in the world. Oh, wait. It's about 20 tracks, including Christmas Wishes, some wonderful little interstitials with Dan and I, with Jeremy Guskin and Alan Rickert.
In case you're aware, I'll publicly let you know.
Yes.
The area is fine with our Christmas Wishes being public.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I figured.
I don't know if you listened to them.
Yes, I did.
They're pretty amazing.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And I used that. I think there's original music as a backing track for them. I try to do that for all the Christmas Wishes. Original music because it's really good. Like the stuff that Mike did is like piano with his nice keyboard that is not a Casio, not like the head cleaners.
Not like the great one that I used to have.
Yeah. It's the same size as your grandmother's, but it's what's funny is it's probably the same brand. And the way that when they make those keyboards, they keep all their back catalog of sounds in there. So it's still got shitty 80s sounds in there.
That's awesome.
But you can use them. Like, and he came up, he was using some of them in creative ways.
Remember how he used my grandma's keyboard for the boy with a rat's brain?
Mm-mm.
That's what we used to do the little, sound effects.
We did?
Yeah. I brought that in.
I don't remember that at all. We should explain what this is. Boy with a rat's brain. When Dan and I, right after we started doing... real quick, the point of the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour podcast for Comedy on Vinyl listeners, 48 minutes in to this, by the way, is 46 minutes in. The whole point of this podcast is Dan and I discuss our early comedy. And when I say early, I mean going back 21 years to 1993 when we first started improvising together. And
Real
we have
Bettis.
Our quote-unquote greatest hits on tape. And now we've already we're done with the greatest hits, and we've already moved into our VHS. About a year... 2 years into our year and a half into using VHS stuff, we got the opportunity to do a little video thing at the local college, SUNY Oneonta,
video
which Dan and I both went to.
Production workshop.
Thank you. It was a video production.
Through postings, I think.
Yes, and it was taught by Dr. Ali Zahouri, who is now in the Midwest somewhere, still teaching video.
Yeah, he's awesome. And he taught us how to use a switcher and how to use chroma key. A switcher, which is great. His accent was fantastic. I was 15, probably, at the time. So you were 16. That means Mike was 13. So there's a 13-year-old, 15-year-old, 16-year-old, and then the other dude was probably 18. Like, he's probably older. Like, why is there nobody else here who knows what they're fucking... Not that his script was necessarily fantastic, but it was like a Twilight Zone-ish episode. Either way, we did this awesome Twilight Zone-y type of thing, and we all got to work the cameras, work the chroma key, work the switcher. Mike acted in it, which is interesting choice to make Mike the lead actor. I am Mike's voice.
He didn't really have to do all.
No, there's a lot of telekinetic stuff with that, and then I am his voiceover.
Even though I'd had my adenoids out, I still always sounded like I had a cold. I always sounded like Pee Wee Herman for some reason.
So I did that. You were 100% behind the scenes, Dan? That's weird. I guess it's not that weird, but it's just weird to me because Mike's the one who really wanted to be behind the scenes and is the reason I ended up...
I think at that time he was still figuring out what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I think we forced him into it because I don't think he was originally included.
Yeah.
But then, like, we needed a person.
Yeah, how did Mike get involved now that I'm thinking about it? He wasn't in our...
100% sure.
Which we also should thank, and I don't know where she is or what's going on. But Mrs. Johnston at Lawrence Central School was one of the few teachers who ever supported us being creative because
they
basically created an audiovisual class for us at Lawrence Central School.
There was no audiovisual club until she's like, do you guys want to do it?
Yeah. And we were like, maybe we could do morning announcements. Nah, that never happened. Maybe we could do this. We tried to do a Dewey Decimal video, that, which, by the way, I'll have the footage for, so we should put that up.
Should edit together with, like, hardcore music.
Really? Shut up.
It'd be amazing. Ten equals...
It's really bad, and you can't hear anything we're saying. It's fantastic, but we're both on camera.
Like, 13-year-old him with, like, grown-up jeans and
that would be... All right, you know what? That's happening. That's absolutely happening now. Oh, that's
so
good.
We're going to have to do a couple of those on the Dangerous Comedy Hour podcast.
Oh, yeah. I have the script to that, by the way. So we could do the audio. I have the script sitting around somewhere.
I just mean, because we had a couple skits that we did while we were there, too, when I was, like, a little kid or something.
Oh, yeah. No, those have to go up. There's no doubt. That'll be part of it. That's one of the... That's, like, 12 tapes in, oddly enough. So that happened. Where the fuck... How did that happen? Why did we get to there?
If you cannot locate springform pan, you can use an ordinary deep cake pan. However, cheesecake is more difficult to serve in this manner.
I really wish I'd have gotten all of that, Dan. that can all go in if you decide to edit this episode, and I'd be perfectly happy to give you the pieces to do it with. We were talking about the video production workshop in Oneonta, and I was saying, why were we talking about that? I got completely off track.
Well, we started with talking about what Dan J's Comedy Hour podcast.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, us talking about our early comedy. So there's that. Could have just said that. I was on another point before that, I guess. But either way, yeah. So that's what we talk about. And we do sometimes talk about our influences, and I don't know how deep... We probably went into it on the episode of Comedy on Vinyl where we talked about Cheech and Chong's Greatest Hit. But, that was our thing. We listened to comedy, we would sit, we would repeat it, and then eventually, you kind of get disappointed when there's not enough sketch comedy out there with, the kind of production values that Cheech and Chong had, and then eventually we heard Monty Python having.
Uh-huh.
When we got, Final Rip-Off, I think was the one we listened to over and over again, right? Which we recently covered on Comedy on Vinyl, and is a fantastic album. But it's just, it's just so, environmental. There's no way I could even get to the depth that some of those Monty Python sketches get to because they're just so dense. There's so much going on. We just don't have the capability to put together that many layers of sound. But, we still do our best.
Because their audio albums, what's interesting is, they had a TV show and they had their sketches and stuff.
Sure.
But when they put it on tape, they did. I think they recorded them for tape.
Yeah. They did a ton like that. I mean, except for...
Which is really cool. A lot of places would be like, here's our show, we'll just
make
a sketch and make an audio out of it.
And that's what I think their first album was. But after that, every time, even if they were repeating sketches, at least they're repeating sketches that were recorded for audio.
because there's just too much production. And that's another thing. Right now, I'm too drunk to remember his name, but there's kind of one dude responsible for that, too. The same reason that Lou Adler is responsible for Cheech and Chong, who cut... I mean, he produced all their stuff, and he was a music guy first. I mean, he's only a music guy outside of Cheech and Chong. Uh-huh. And I desperately would love to have him on the podcast. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but that'd be great. But
we want you on the podcast. We want to fuck off.
And then, well, that'll do it. but then there's one guy who kind of did the same thing for Monty Python. And it's just, I want to talk to these guys because I want to be like, hey, you're not a comedy guy. Is it just your nature? Like, well, I don't know what's going on here. It might be that simple. Like, I don't know what's going on here. Why isn't this sound in here to tell me what's happening? Because sometimes, like, if you're a comedy writer, you take for granted that your shit is being understood. You're like, well, of course that's... I mean, you know this. You've seen me write. Like, you'd be like, you have a question for me. I'm like, well, that's obvious. And then I'll, like, insist it's obvious. And it's not obvious at all. Like, that's a big problem. It's an ego thing for sure, but it's also like, I must have done everything right. I must have written it. It's perfectly clear to me because I was thinking it at the time. So, like, it takes somebody who may not even be a comedic mind to be like, no, this isn't in here, so nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, I will say this. Like, at least Monty Python is fairly clear what's going on because most of the time it's just, like, lists. or arguments, which are so... those are the best things to write in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, was, you know, Weird Al knows how good lists are because lists have made him a career.
Yeah, one of my favorite things that they did, which is... It's one that a lot of people don't really know about with Monty Python, is the Australian wines sketch.
This is not a wine for drinking.
Drinking.
This is a wine for laying down and avoiding. It's one of my
One of Australia's greatest fighting wines.
When I was emailing Matt Gorley from Super Ego to come on, the subject of every email, or like the opening line of every email, was a line from that album, and luckily he could echo it back to me. So it was nice. Not echo it back, but respond. It was good. That's how you know somebody truly listened to it a million times.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've been doing this for about an hour, and I just think we should remind people that we have a comedy album coming
out. Comedy album? What day is it coming out on?
Comes out Tuesday, November 20... I almost said June. November 25th, 2014. The Tuesday before Thanksgiving, because if it's released on Thursday, then it's silly. You don't release an album on a Thursday. You release it on a Tuesday.
That's when movies come out.
Exactly. Thank you, Dan. And it's a free download. Go to danandjay.com. It's a free download. You can get... What is it, Dan? What's the first physical thing you can buy, Dan?
It's going to be the smallest comedy album in history.
Yes.
1 point something centimeters by 1.2 centimeters.
Yep.
The end.
Yep.
Almost. And at the end of this podcast, you will hear a preview of what's not on the album. Legally.
Yep, right.
But I still spent a lot of time doing.
He did. And we'll try and throw I'll either throw another clip in during us talking or just throw just... two clips at the end of this thing, including yours. Dan parodies a satire, and the rest of the album is...
I break comedy by parodying a satire.
Mm-hmm. We need to do an intro to that, by the way. We need to record an intro.
I think that's true.
So, that's it. Thank everybody for listening. That includes...
I apologize, Comedy and Vinyl. You haven't heard my voice in probably a long time, if you even listen to the earlier episodes.
I apologize to the Comedy on Vinyl listeners, because this just doesn't happen. this is just royally fucked. I mean, for what it is, there's no format. You're not famous, Dan. Neither am I.
I'm self-famous.
You are self-famous. That is true, and you're famous to me. We were famous to one another, so I guess that counts.
Yeah.
Right?
And if you listen to our early stuff, expect to be extremely offended.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was sort of my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And it is still kind of my goal in Dandy's Comedy Hour podcast. Just a heads up.
Yeah.
No one's safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that in a way of, like, you know, comedy kind of thing is like, no, nothing should be sacred. I'm just an asshole, so expect to be offended. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there. I'm not doing it to offend. I'm just saying I'm an offensive man. So just be prepared, because I'm going to insult literally everything, and it's not because I'm trying to go out of my way to do it. I'm just an asshole.
You know, we've never discussed this at length, Dan, but I feel like instead of ending the podcast here, we should just discuss your own concept of who you are, because this has never come up before, and this kind of blows my mind. And it makes sense that that would be who you are. Now, I'd call you an asshole, but I wouldn't call you an asshole. You know what I mean? Right. I'll call you and be like, Dan, you're an asshole, but I don't mean you're an actual asshole.
Like, an asshole is doing it on purpose, but just an asshole is doing it by accident.
This is like Mandarin. Like, you just have to figure out exactly.
It's about the emphasis.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, an asshole. Okay, don't say it the other way. You'll offend Dan.
Yeah. I get offended easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, naturally. Here's the thing. I will, like I said, as of last week's episode, you are tame. You are tame.
I'm glad.
And you can blame Jeremy and Andy Bolt for the two words that
you
were used.
You know what? Those two are great people.
They are. They are wonderful people. I will say that. But they raised / lowered the bar. So I don't know, and I'm gonna have to
make a point to listen to that episode so I can ensure that our next episode, Dan J's Comedy Hour podcast,
no,
overshadows them in offensiveness.
I got upset in the last episode. While I was cutting, I was like, "Is anybody gonna be offended because we said retarded a bunch?" Yeah, it's just because it's just a conversation, and like I'm just like, "Oh fuck, is anybody gonna be?" And I cut it together. I'm like, "Oh no, nah, it's." It's fine. I worry about here. That's the magic of this. That's why we're a team. I worry about it. You don't.
Yeah.
I will still do it though. I'm still like a full participant, 100%. And then at the end, I'm like, should I have said that? Like, I'm the worst person.
This ship has fucking sailed, homeboy.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And I can't cut that out.
I'm gonna go on Urban Dictionary tonight. And I'm just gonna get a whole bunch of new phrases.
Oh no.
And
can you look up and tell me if Chocolate Santa means something other than Chocolate Santa? All of a sudden,
I'm gonna look it up right now. I'm gonna look it up right now.
It'd be very Christmassy. Tell me. Oh God, I'm so afraid. And if it's not,
I bet you it is.
If it's not, you need to come up with something. Oh, you know what? While you're looking that up, have we talked about the Chocolate Santa incident with Ren? This will be Christmassy. This will be a good way to tag the episode.
Why don't you share it anyway? Because the Company of Vinyl may not have heard it. Oh my God, there's an entry for Chocolate Santa in the dictionary.
No. Okay, should you say it first or after my story?
A sex act
where
you eat the cookie, drink the milk, then leave a chocolate surprise and leave unnoticed. I ate her out, licked her tit, then shit in her bed and left. It was a chocolate Santa.
Oh, what asshole put that up there? That's awful.
It's by colonj.uston and has been up there since December 26th. 2005.
Oh my God, nine years?
There's other definitions.
No!
A black sugar daddy who woos white women by showering them with gifts.
That's so racist.
That's not so bad.
Oh, it sounds so racist.
An old, robust black man with a white beard and white hair. So, yeah, two out of three so far have been racist.
Uh-huh.
The UPS delivery man. He dresses in brown and brings you gifts.
That one's
so
fine.
That's probably the least offensive use for Chocolate Santa.
Just don't. Here's the thing. If you're going to blurt it out at a UPS man, make sure he's not of African-American descent or
it's Chocolate Santa!
Or Eastern Indian. Don't Asian. Don't do that.
Just don't do that.
No. Just be careful.
Up, warning.
Jesus Christ. I shouldn't have asked to look that up. All right. Well,
it was because of your clothes, dude. He's all like, whatever.
God damn it. Now, well.
And then you leave him a chocolate sandwich. Where you eat him out, lick his tit, and then shit in his mouth.
Oh, no.
Poor chocolate sandwich.
This just spiraled so badly. Oh. All right.
Anyway, yes, your story about the chocolate sandwich.
How do we...
involves his little sister.
Oh, it'll be a palate cleanser. You disgusting piece of shit. It was supposed to be a palate cleanser.
Stop now, folks. You're going to have the wrong idea.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Do not stop the podcast now if you haven't stopped it like 20 minutes in.
In fact, Jay's going to make sure there's a virus that keeps your computer playing it till the end.
That's absolutely true. I'm very good at programming viruses. All right. So, it's very brief, but it's heartwarming comparative. Anything's heartwarming compared to the Urban Dictionary, I think. But when I, so she was, so I was 11. My sister and I are hanging out as we did, because honestly, like, so if I was 11, you and I, Dan, were friends, but we weren't really, like, allowed to hang out that much yet.
Yeah, not
so,
at that point.
So, and this is in upstate New York. I just basically just moved there a few years ago before. And then it was around, no, it was way after Christmas time. Ren and I always would get delicious, delicious candies for Christmas, as you do. And, like, I think every year we would get, like a hollow chocolate Santa, or in this case, a solid chocolate Santa. If you didn't eat them all, which we tended to eat most of our candy, you put it in the freezer, like you
That's
do.
That's what you do.
So, Ren and I are hanging out. We were both lucky. We had a very big house. You know, we weren't rich, but in Lawrence, like, I think you could get, like, that nice big old house was like a, now it's a $250,000 house. It was $50,000 back then. I know that.
Is it really $250,000?
Yeah, it's expensive right now. If you wanted to go buy my old house,
in
it's quite
Lawrence,
pricey.
Lawrence?
Yeah.
Really?
Upstate New York is way more pricey than you would think. There are a lot of celebrities who live there who, there are people who drive up the prices. So, so either way, we both had our own rooms. They're pretty substantial, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm hanging out in Ren's room, and I'm just laying down on her bed looking at the ceiling, just like blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden I see her little 7-year-old head poke into my field of vision. And there's more to this story, and she could tell it better than I could. But all I remember is her saying, "Jay," I'm like, "What?" She says, "Hold the pain." And she holds a frozen chocolate Santa above my head and cracks it over my skull. 7 years old. This is a girl who, by the way, when she was 5, and I have videotape of this, she probably won't let me put it online. She's 5 at her 5-year birthday party. 5 years old. I was 9 at the time. 5 years old, says, she stands up. She's at the head of the table, stands up in front of everybody, says, "I'm gonna die someday." That's how she begins a speech to all of her friends. And she's like, easily, she should have been an actress, but it's okay. It's probably good for her that she didn't, because she probably would have been crazy if she'd become an actress.
Yeah, she'd probably be totally crazy.
Yeah, yeah. She's a wonderful, beautiful, sane person now. But yeah, she cracked me over the head with a frozen Santa. And I feel like there's some lead up to that story where I probably deserved it or asked for it, like literally.
Quite frankly, you almost always deserve that.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. I was a prick. So yeah, there you go. There's a nice little Christmas story. I got cracked.
It's not
head.
Quite the Christmas shoes, but it'll get you through the holidays.
It's very similar. All right, we could end it here unless you've got a Christmas story you want to tell.
Christmas story I want to tell.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got something. It involves either stealing your grandmother's money. They can't all be exactly the same.
Christmases have been relatively unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember one Christmas. I don't know if it's just they ran it like kind of like we just did now, just kind of ran into a little bit of extra cash.
Uh-huh.
But they bought all of us a lot of money. A lot of presents.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were having us each go to the living room individually, and they wanted to record our reactions.
Okay.
As to how many presents were in the
room. Sure, sure.
But I, being an asshole, had already been downstairs to see what was under the tree. And I didn't know they were going to do that. It's not like it's such a typical thing.
Uh-huh.
So then they bring me in, and I have to pretend, like, oh my god, this, I've never seen so many presents before. Because I had a couple hours earlier.
Exactly this amount of presents.
Exactly that many presents. So I'm like, just going there and just like, and it's just like the stereotypical, like, a cape look. Oh, presents? I didn't even know there were going to be any. Oh. I think that's the year we got our Super Nintendo.
Nice. That's right. You did have a Super Nintendo.
And the Chrono Trigger.
Mmm. That's how old Chrono Trigger is? Shit. That's right. It was a Super Nintendo game.
Yes, yes.
So, wait. So, really? So, they actually... That's weird. What the hell did they do to get extra money ever? That's weird. That's very strange.
I'm going to blame prostitution.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you should. I mean, whatever. Good for you. I'm glad you got some presents that year. I mean, considering the rest of the year is probably garbage.
Yeah, probably. So pretty sure the day before and the days after were pretty garbage, too.
Oh, Dan's poor childhood.
I had a shitty stepmother.
Let's get her on the podcast.
Yeah. Let's make her antiphone crying. Let's turn the podcast into a tribunal.
I was going to use that word. Damn it, you stole it from me. I'm so excited. I thought of a word. All right, everybody. So, just to end it, to those good folks who listen to the Comedy on Vinyl podcast, thank you for putting up with this. And as always, have a good thing. Those who listen to Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour podcast, we have final words. I'm too drunk for final words, so Dan?
Look, baby, I love you. I really do. But I want to see other people. And I do. The end.
Those are the most final words possible. My final words are, hold the pain. Which those words belong to Ren, so when she comes on the podcast, she can use them herself. But for now, right. They're mine. So.
Comedy on Vinyl is a production of Stolen Dress Entertainment. It is produced by Mike Warden and is hosted and edited by Jason Klom. Our theme song was composed and performed by Richard Levinson. Please visit stolendress.com to listen to our other podcasts, read our blogs, read our tweets, watch our videos, and read our books. Please subscribe on iTunes, and if you like us, give us a 5-star rating and a nice review. You can find us on facebook.com/comedyonvinyl, Twitter @comedyonvinyl, and find everything else at comedyonvinyl.com. Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour, the podcast, is a Stolen Dress Entertainment production. It's hosted by Dan Gomiller and Jason Klom and is edited by Jason Klom and produced by Maury Popich. The Dan and Jay's Community Service theme song was composed and performed by Brian Magic Hands Madison. Visit stolendress.com to listen to our other podcasts, read our blogs, read our tweets, watch our videos, and read our books. Please subscribe on iTunes, rate us highly, and write us a shining review. You can like us on facebook.com/comedyonvinyl, follow us on Twitter @comedyonvinyl, and find everything in one place at djch.stolendress.com.
This. Let's go.
I'm on a sleigh. I'm on a sleigh. I'm on a sleigh. I'm on a sleigh. Look at me, cause I'm flying on a sleigh. I'm on a sleigh.
I'm on a sleigh.
I'm on a sleigh. Take a good hard look at Santa Claus' sleigh.
Yeah.
I'm on a sleigh, motherfucker. Take a look at I. Straight flying way up in the inky sky. Going supersonic, we're heading on our way. You can't stop me, motherfucker, cause I'm on a sleigh.
It's not a trick.
I'm on a sleigh, bitch. Drinking warm milk because it's so brisk. Santa's got his red suit and his floppy cappy. I'm sorting presents here in bed, straight taking nappy. I'm running on Donner's back, carrying gifts and shit. Going down chimneys, giving everybody presents. But this ain't goodwill, it's as real as it gets. I'm on a sleigh, motherfucker, don't you ever forget. I'm on a sleigh and I'm with Santa and I'm wrapped in a fluffy woolen afghan. Travel around the world on a midnight flyo, doing it all in just one night. Oh,
shut the fuck up, Santa's real.
Fuck Easter, it's Christmas, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Fuck the bunny, I'm with Santa, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
I'm on a sleigh with some elves, motherfucker. Santa eat milk and cookies, motherfucker. Hey, Ma, if you could see me now, throwing gifts off the starboard bow. Gonna make it to every house somehow, cause it's Santa Claus, anything is possible.
Yeah. I never thought I'd be on a sleigh, making our big fluffy cloudy way. When I'd be riding in Santa's sleigh, believe me when I say, hey, it's Jesus' birthday.
I'm on a sleigh,
yeah, yeah.
I'm on a sleigh, everybody look at me, cause I'm flying on a sleigh.